brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we've got a lot of contacts in D.C. and there on the Maryland border of D.C. Webster Tarp was one of them. We just called him. He did feel and see the earthquake. So he'll be popping in briefly in the next segment. A quote, unconfirmed earthquake. But we've confirmed that buildings were shaking and things were going on. It made Tarpley run to the window, and he's in Maryland right on the D.C. border. So they're evacuating the Capitol. It's just stuff gets weirder by the minute. Let's go to Wendy in Hawaii. Wendy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I hope you didn't talk about this yet because I just tuned in. But following RT.com to get the news about Libya, I was wondering if you were aware of the statement that they said that the Rio, R-I-X-O-S hotel was split in two between the independent journalist and supposedly CNN journalist who were known CIA agents.
Well, CNN admits that there's a Washington Post article that it's completely Pentagon run. Anderson Cooper is admittedly CIA out of college. Pretty much the entire crew. Wolf Blitzer is an Israeli agent. And publicly worked for the Israeli government and AIPAC. I mean, the whole thing's a joke. Most of our tax money goes to openly fund CNN, MSNBC. They're government/foreign banking system run. These are collaborator media. They give you a fake choice with Fox News. And it's riddled and filled with government operatives. That's come out in England. So, yes, of course. They've had CNN reporters and others come right up to independent journalists and say, you know what, you're dead, buddy. And then they go outside and, you know, somebody snipers them. Probably hotel journalists going over and getting in their commando outfit across the street. Most of these people are special ops killers. And I mean, they run America for the banks. They're hardcore. That's why they rule us. These people aren't playing games. And they want to start assassinations in America against the media. That's why they've announced that they'll kill U.S. citizens now for national security outside of courts or jurisdiction or anything else. Ron Paul warned about that in the debate 2 weeks ago. I mean, this country's run by hardcore foreign bankers.
So that makes sense that the journalists were calling in and telling NATO where the checkpoints were, and that's how they made the siege. They called in and had NATO bomb the checkpoints, and
I mean, that's the oldest trick in the book, to have journalists and human rights workers. I mean, it's well known that you go join the Peace Corps and that it's really just a CIA operation. I mean, that's the whole deal. People think it's special to be in the CIA. It's like being a trash man or something. Most of my family that's been in the Army has been approached by the CIA to join them. And it's not like, ooh, we got approached by the CIA. It's like, you know, you're being approached to sell crack on the street corner. I mean, I've had family who were Army officers who actually took the offer up and got into the, quote, CIA training, and it was dealing drugs and, you know, orders to kill people in Chicago, and they said no. And that's who runs America's foreign banks, 100%. And they do whatever they want. And, of course, CNN and MSNBC are most of those. A lot of those people you see on the news, you know, the ugly anchors, those people aren't just spies. They're a lot more than that. I mean, these are hardcore people who've made their bones in different continents all over the world. They're here to make sure America goes down. They're here to make sure that the Republic and all of the Bill of Rights is overthrown. And they are enemies of the Republic. The CIA was set up by the private banking families in 1947. And they control the narcotics, they control it all. And bringing this country down is their number one goal, while wrapping themselves in the American flag all day. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us on the other side. The transmission will continue. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Yeah, they know I'm fearless. They know I'm committed. People can't believe this show's so hardcore.
know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, folks. Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, the U.S. Geological Survey, we were able to get on their website a few minutes ago. It's basically down right now from traffic. Is confirming a 5.8 earthquake. That's very substantial. Hit Virginia and shook buildings in D.C. And Webster Tarpley lives right on the Maryland-D.C. border, and so he was able to see it out the window, a frequent InfoWars contributor. He was obviously on for about 15 minutes with us in the first hour on the Libya globalist-induced civil war. Webster, can you tell us what you witnessed there in D.C.?
Well, again, this is the Rockville to Gaithersburg area of Maryland, so a little bit north of the district line. I would say, 10 or 15 minutes ago, I became aware that the windows were rattling. The windows were shaking and rattling, and it was something. We have these airplanes that sometimes fly very low over the house, and sometimes that manages to shake the windows. But then I realized it was rather more serious than that. My wife was upstairs, and apparently the shaking on the upper floor was much more severe than it was down here. And then this was over, I would say, in about a minute. There is a seismic zone here north of Washington. Last year, actually, on August 16th, we had a 3.6 on the Richter scale earthquake here with the epicenter being in Gaithersburg, and that was also about 3 miles deep.
Well, just to be clear, though, buildings were shaken in Maryland, so there's no reports of injuries or anything right now, thank God, but we're all tracking it right now. But what do you make of people that are saying that the orientation of the sun, the sun's activity, is driving this increased seismic activity? And the question is, if we pay Al Gore money, can he stop it?
I don't know whether this can be politicized. Again, we had an earthquake last year here. The Richter scale is logarithmic, so if you go from 3.6 to 5.8, that's 100 times bigger. This one seems to have been in central Virginia, I would say, it looks like about 30 miles west of Richmond, so right in the center of Virginia. That means it's 150 miles away from here. The local television here says that the Pentagon was evacuated for a while, and maybe also other government offices. Earthquakes occur, and naturally in a time like this of crisis, they're going to be politicized, and there may be some truth to that. Naturally, we can forget about Al Gore. The recent case that I think we can point to is concerning that tsunami in Japan. There was a widespread awareness, or there was a widespread belief, let me put it this way, that this, according to some sources, that U.S. intelligence, using this HAARP system, H-A-A-R-P, had somehow manufactured an earthquake in the Pacific Ocean, and that this has hit Japan, and that the political focus of that was to prevent Japan from breaking all ties with the U.S. and entering into a close strategic alliance with China. Now, whether this is true or not, I simply cannot say. I would stay away from that question. However, there was a widespread belief, and I think it's interesting that Lyndon LaRouche, that you've had on there once or twice, comes on in and says, oh, no, it wasn't the CIA, it was the Crab Nebula. So this is going to be, it's going to be politicized in one direction or another.
All right, Webster. Well, we know that Secretary of Defense William Cohen, in the April 27th issue of the Army Times, they reported on a press conference. You can pull the quote up, and he said governments are working on, have developed. We know there's treaties with the UN, in 77, to not have atmospheric manipulation and tectonic weapons.
Sure.
So reportedly, just like you can hit the side of a metal barn with a certain harmonics, and it can make the barn shake apart, or just like a certain note can be hit by an opera singer, and it can shatter crystal. I've actually seen it done. One time there was an opera singer at a dinner party in college, and they got a glass out and shattered it. It's powerful that basically using this atmospheric manipulation, and that's what the patents from Eastman and others say in the 50s, that they can cause earthquakes on fault lines. I also found Haaretz articles where the Israelis in the last 5 years are testing high explosive charges, basically. They drill and then they pump plastic explosive down several thousand feet, liquid plastic explosive. It hardens and they detonate it, and they've been causing little earthquakes they've been testing. So we know seismic weaponry is being tested.
Certainly.
But long before this stuff existed, we know that, well, just 150 years ago or so, the Mississippi changed its course when a very powerful earthquake that knocked down buildings hit. And so we know this happens naturally. There's three extinct volcanoes in Austin. They built a nuclear plant that no one seems to know about up off of in North Austin at the J.J. Pickle Center. It's built directly on the fault line, on the hillside from the Balcones Fault. It seems like they only build nuclear power plants on fault lines or in tsunami zones, or both is even better for them. So I really think it is a conspiracy theory to say, oh, well, this is the Russians saying we've got these toys, too, because we know there's always been earthquakes in the Virginia area. But if the stuff exists and we do see a massive increase in it, who knows? But, Webster, I know you'll keep track of these things. Sometimes a 5.8 is a prelude, though, to something even bigger, Webster. So I hope you don't get hit by, how big was the one that hit Japan?
This was in the this is the upper eights to the nines, I think.
They said 9.0 or even 9.1. So,
and remember, it's logarithmic. So
let's hope you don't get hit by that. Because, I mean, let's hope Godzilla doesn't come out of the sea and attack the Capitol.
Well, you know, I think what you're saying about the earthquake, the seismic warfare is much more realistic than the Crab Nebula. I'm not that worried about the Crab Nebula, but on the other hand, this kind of an event does occur from time to time, although this intensity is rare.
By the way, I don't want to get a fracas going here because I just have different groups on with different perspectives. You know, I don't agree with all of your political views, and I certainly don't with LaRouche, but we have had those guys on from time to time. You know, you are a chip off the old block. I mean, you headed up their whole European division for a long time, but since you bring up Lyndon LaRouche and them saying we're going through this galactic whatever, I get probably 500 emails a day saying, why aren't I talking about Comet Beeblebob or whatever it is supposedly coming near us in October? There's always every 6 months some new planet, some new thing that's going to kill us, and I'm always a government agent because I don't cover it. But I mean, you know, and I'll be discredited in October when the comet doesn't kill us. And I don't understand how that works. There'll be a new asteroid or new comet or new Kuiper belt body after this, and I'm getting really tired of it. I'm not saying that there aren't dangers of asteroids hitting us. It's just that to sit there and predict because a comet's going between us and the sun that we're all dead or that this is what's causing earthquakes. I mean, it's the sun that's really driving most of this tectonic activity, not the Easter Bunny comet.
I think that's correct. I would say the following. When you see these natural disasters, what you realize is that just-in-time inventory does not work. A society has got to have reserves. It has to have stocks. It has to have emergency equipment. Generally speaking, the private sector cannot do these things. The free market will never do it because they don't make profits. They're a losing proposition. On the other hand, when the natural disaster occurs, you must have your stocks. You must have your reserves. One of the things you see with the collapse of civilizations in the past is if the society cannot generate a sufficient social surplus to be able to deal with these inevitable things when they happen, because they always do, that's just the nature of the physical universe, the way we see it. If you don't have a sufficient social surplus to be able to deal with it, to have a cushion, then the society can collapse. And this is why this just-in-time inventory, you know, everything calculated down to the last second doesn't work. Concerning LaRouche,
well, the globalists admit they want us on this economy so they control us. They're busy putting back giant stocks of weapons, medicines, foods, even the big corporations do for themselves. They teach us it's weird, it's bad. Right. Maybe you should be SWAT teamed for having reserves while they're hoarding the reserves themselves because they want you absolutely dependent on the system.
Yes, and I'm in favor of decentralized government-controlled dumps of all kinds of stuff that would be available in emergencies. But not for purposes of political.
Well, if you don't have that and there's an emergency, then the looting gets out of hand, which is exactly what FEMA likes. That's why they ordered the police to stand down in Katrina and didn't bring food for 6 days and shot families trying to get out while the cops were looting everything and came and confiscated the firearms. Well, Webster, we'll continue to track the latest news there with the earthquake. So your house moved a bit, the windows were moving, and say...
I checked the house now. I went from top to bottom, and there were no significant cracks in the plaster or anything. It was not anything of that intensity.
Yeah, because you're far away from it, but I'm saying you did have movement.
Yeah. The ground, you could feel the ground shaking. I said, what kind of an airplane is this? This must be a 747 flying right over the house. We're a little bit away from something called Montgomery Air Park.
Hey, I was giving you the opportunity to say things about LaRouche if you want to. I mean, you can say whatever you want, Webster.
Just again, the tendency of world public opinion, or at least of certain parts of it, the sort of the anti-establishment currents, after that Japanese tsunami, was to begin to examine the question, is there this HAARP, the HAARP system based in Alaska, is there seismic warfare, is the U.S. doing this, is this something that was used against Japan to stop them from making a geopolitical move of the first magnitude. And you have to take that part seriously because this is exactly what's going on in the world. And at this point, when world public opinion is beginning to entertain the possibility that this might have been some kind of a deliberate operation, again, I can't comment on the merits of that. on the world public opinion, though, yeah, that was for real. Here we have old LaRouche coming forward and saying, no, not the CIA, not the CIA. The Crab Nebula and the 62-million-year cycle is responsible.
Well, stop talking bad about the Crab Nebula now. Thank you, Webster. We're going to come back
to the Crab Nebula, Alex.
We'll be right back with phone calls. Stay with us.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's a3p.me. It's time to take America back.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Look, you can't deny that the ruling class that runs this country is trying to destroy our free market, destroy private property, destroy the family. And I'm tired of watching the foreign banks that run this country and the intelligence services grandstand and lecture me about patriotism. Now, I want to get to your phone calls. I know we've got a lot of folks that have been holding for a while. And I want to talk to you. Then I want to get to some issues of brazen corruption before this hour ends, but I'm going to go to your calls in just a moment. But it turns out there have been earthquakes all over the country today, and there was one today and another one yesterday in Colorado, 5.3. Now, near Colorado, of course, is the biggest volcano in the world, and it's active. The entire of Yellowstone, the entire park, is its caldera, or the opening of the volcano. And they report that the last time that exploded, they're not sure exactly when it exploded, but they've done the isotope checking, that it blew chunks of rock as far away as Alaska and Texas. And reportedly, it blew more towards the northwest, just like Mount St. Helens, you know, blew another direction. The point is they usually explode out in one direction. Can you imagine? And scientists believe it probably cooled the temperature of the Earth down many degrees for many years and probably created a mini ice age. We're on a planet spinning through space with giant asteroid belts around us. There's all sorts of Earth changes going on. We've seen comets smash into gas giants and blow holes in the side of them bigger than the Earth. So I know that we get hit by asteroids and comets. I know it happens a lot more frequently than scientists previously believed. They now admit that. And I would be for an international effort with nations working together to put a weapon system orbiting in a deep orbit, if it was all public and not secretive, to defend us from these type of asteroids. But that's not going to happen because you know you can't trust the governments and they weaponize it and aim it back at the Earth. It's just so sad we can't work together because the globalists are such cutthroats. You'd know they were good. They wouldn't have one-child policies. They wouldn't be trying to destroy the family. They wouldn't be spiking the water and the food with poison. These are bad people. And we've got the worst elements running the globe right now. And it's disgusting. Got a bunch of parasites in control. I mean, I'll tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if I was worth hundreds of billions of dollars or trillions like the Rothschilds, I would not be out on giant yachts every week and huge jets and private trains and 25 palaces. I would be trying to help humanity and build something because I like seeing other people do well. I like seeing technological development. I believe in true progress. And that's what America was always into until the last 50 years. That's what the Renaissance, you know, 500 years old is about. That's normal human behavior. We've got these sickos in control who are trying to go back with technology and only dole out specific stuff that's used to control us. I don't like it. I know my life's transitory. I know my life is very, very short. And I am a fan of humanity. I want my children to have a future. I want their children to have a future. I don't like seeing cancer and diabetes explode and IQs drop and people losing their fertility, and the system using television to completely dumb people down and then say, look, they're a bunch of dumb animals, let's kill them. I mean, that is sick. Do you globalist engineers think this instinct to dominate and kill is going to go away once you've gotten rid of most of us? You're going to keep killing each other. If there were two globalists in some mountain fortress with all the high-tech systems, you'd try to kill each other. I mean, it's your nature. And I understand the argument, well, if we're not super evil, other people will be, and they'll dominate. You know, we're being wicked because the end justifies the means because we actually are altruistic. Bull baloney. Baloney. You guys go after every country that tries to industrialize, every country that's truly progressive, no matter where it is, every country that tries to build a better world, you bring it down, and you're doing it to my country, and I don't like you. And I'm sick of your garbage, and I'm sick of you wrapping yourself in the American flag and shipping your narcotics in here and having Hollywood have all the fancy dandies act like it's cool so young kids use it. Maybe want to throw up. Young people, never take drugs. It's not cool. All you're doing is paying money to the banks. Do not use drugs, ever, and decriminalize them. It's what losers do. It's not what winners do. All right, we're going to come back and go to your calls, but a rare, strong earthquake hits Colorado today, and it goes on to say the last time it happened was a 5.3 near Denver in 67, a magnitude 5.7 in the state's northwest corridor. Both of these quakes were ultimately determined to have been caused by human activity from explosives and drilling. That's the New York Times. Oh, you can't have man-made earthquakes? Here they are admitting, yeah, they're building big underground cities, blowing out mountains underground for all those big Adam and Eve centers. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
That this comet Elenin is supposed to come here in October, and when nothing happens, I will be the discredited one for saying nothing is going to happen. In fact, let's put that article on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. When I see NASA saying that comet Elenin poses no October 16th threat to Earth, then I start saying, well, maybe it does pose a threat. But they do say it's going to pass between the Earth and the Sun. In fact, print me that article, because there's different reports on how many millions of miles it's going to be away from the Earth. But really, folks, I found that there's a fascination with things coming close to the Earth. And I understand why. We're a spaceship Earth out here. And there's all sorts of comets and asteroids and things out there, and I know we do get hit by these things, but come on. I mean, every couple months, there's a new asteroid, a new comet. I'm covering up. I'm going to my bunker. I know it's real. And I'm lying because I work for the Pope or whatever, or the reptoids. And then when it doesn't kill us, it didn't kill us because Jones is a liar. Listen, I don't know if Elnin's going to kill us, but I have a lot of people calling me saying, hey, you think this is a real threat? And I say, well, if it was a threat, the government's not going to tell us. But no, I think the biggest threat is that we get hit by an asteroid sometime when we're not looking for it, and it's got the equivalent, even if it's a medium-sized one, of, say, 100 high-powered hydrogen bombs, and throws the whole world into an ice age because it kicks up so much dust. I mean, I'm not saying that can't happen. I'm just saying this end-of-the-world apocalyptic business is a psychological phenomenon where people are worried about their bills, worried about their kids, worried about life, and, well, Jesus is going to rapture us next month. You know, the such-and-such seal gets opened, my preacher said. Or Jesus is going to rapture us this July. I remember in 99, next year Planet X is coming to kill us. And I said, I don't believe that. And I said, there's amateur astronomers, you know, that they couldn't cover this up, and I was an evil government operative. And then I even predicted that they would say, well, actually, they got the Gregorian calendar wrong. In 2001, it's coming now. They got the calendar wrong, you know, the priests that studied this thousands of years ago. And then it didn't come in 2001. Well, they got the calendar wrong again. It's 2003. And then it was Nibiru. And then it was Wiggle Blackle. And then it was this Kuiper Belt thing and this comet and that comet. And I remember back in the late 90s, I didn't believe that there was a spaceship behind Hale Bopp, and I was the bad guy. And you know what it is? People have to invent things that I'm bad about. I'm just here covering the New World Order, the poisons in the vaccines, the government shipping the drugs in. It isn't about who Alex Jones is. But instead, the whole debate becomes Alex Jones. And I'm just bombarded with it. You know, answer the question of why you're covering up for the comet. And I'll be the bad one when we're still there in October. I mean, how do I respond to that? Or you know, other garbage that's made up. So, again, I understand I'm visible. I'm out here talking. And the government looks like it's invincible, so it's fun to attack Alex Jones. Great. People attacking me over this comment does not upset me because I'm being attacked. I could care less what people think about me. I think people have probably noticed that. In fact, in a sick way, I actually enjoy being attacked. The stupider, the better. It's a sick form of entertainment. But when I'm more intellectual and more spiritual about it, I think, man, that's really sad that folks are so deceived that they constantly think a comet or planet is about to kill the Earth. And the same people that think this never get discredited when it doesn't happen. I mean, there's always new books out. The same people publish books every year, how another planetoid is going to kill us next year. And they sell a bunch of books, and then it doesn't kill us. Then they sell books again, and it doesn't kill us. Then they sell books again. I'm just like, whoa. I mean, all right, now I'm ranting, and I said I'd go to your calls. I just can't. I mean, it just really worries me for people. It really, really worries me. Looking for the phone system here. There it is. Let's talk to Andrew in South Dakota. Then we'll talk to Rich and others. Otter. Got to talk to Otter. Andrew in South Dakota, thank you for joining us. I am covering up the comet. We're all going to be dead in October. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I think you're right on with all that.
No, so it's the comet that caused the earthquake. You're CIA as well.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about a couple things. About a week and a half ago, I went to buy a handgun. I got a DUI like 10 years ago, but they denied me for this handgun. When I called the FBI, they wouldn't tell me because it was a privacy issue why I got denied.
No, that's right. So you don't have a criminal record. You're not a felon. You should be able to buy it. But they go, for your privacy, you're on a secret list. They're already putting in the no fly, no buy. They put you on the no fly for no reason. No judge, no jury, no appeal. Just magically you can't fly. Well, now it's a no buy. And the president's been talking about officially signing an executive order where he says you can't have a gun. And next the police come and take your guns because, well, somebody said so. So tell us about yourself. I mean, do you have a record?
No, in 2001, I got a DUI, and that was the only thing other than a speeding ticket and whatever. I asked that lady at the FBI that, too, and she said, well, I've never heard of this before, but we'll send you this appeal packet, which takes 147 days approximately.
Yeah, you got to go to the media. You ought to file a lawsuit. Your constitutional rights are being violated. You ought to go in and keep trying to buy firearms. I mean, you know, don't let them stop you. I mean, you know, you've got a right to own guns. You can go buy them at private sales. I mean, this is just outrageous. And I can't tell you how many veterans I know. I know a famous football player, no criminal record. He's a grandpa now, and he hadn't bought a gun in years. He went to buy one, but he's a veteran as well. And they said, sorry, and he went through all the appeals process. And now they're saying that in Vietnam, now they've gone back and changed his file to say that one time when he had heat exhaustion, that was post-traumatic stress. And so this is how they treat the veterans.
Yeah, and my brother's Special Forces, too, and I just
well, he's not going to be able to own a gun once he gets out. You watch. So
he's the one who inspired me to go get guns because he's got probably 10 different rifles and handguns, and I thought, well, you know, I'd like to teach my kids, if I ever have them, how to shoot.
That is so evil.
Yeah.
Listen, I appreciate your call. You know, that's happening to a lot of people. In fact, the last month of Bill Clinton's term, 87,000 veterans were told you can no longer buy guns. And they went into their files and changed it to post-traumatic stress. There's no law. They just said, well, we're sorry. See, once they get an instant check, now you're talking to an operator. And they're like, well, I'm sorry, Andrew. No gun for you. You show up at the airport. Sorry, Mr. Johnson, you're not getting on the plane. But why? Sorry, that whole trip's ruined now. You live in a free country. Bye-bye. But the bankers can steal trillions, and the government ships the drugs in. Oh, but we're going to arrest you if you try to have a lemonade stand. And don't try to sell tomatoes on the side of the road either. And don't try to have a garden. And don't try to have chickens in your backyard. Scum. Pay all the money to us. We're your loving government. You learned how to lick boots, and now we're going to hurt you bad. We're going to see how much you'll take. Because we want you to rise up so we can then declare martial law. Take your fluoride water. Take your shots. Your child's hair is going to fall out and they're going to die. We're the government. I'm Rick Perry. Take the deadly cancer shot. Oh, yes. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Otter and Mass. Otter, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. So I wish I could tell you that I was hearing them taking off right now. About 10 minutes ago, there was some of the ultrasonic vibration that we get from the helicopters. Several jets have blasted out of here through the no-fly zone. So something's going on down there. I imagine your people are on top of looking.
You're talking about that no-fly corridor there in Massachusetts that goes down into Virginia, and you're saying you're hearing sonic booms right now?
No, not sonic booms. I'm on the vineyard. I'm next to no bomba within miles, and this place turns into a military camp when he's here.
You're the gracious leader, Kim Jong-il?
Alex, you're evil. You know it was the Keebler elves digging under D.C. that caused that thing to happen.
Exactly, yeah. And Al-Qaeda was down there with them.
They were.
But you're near the one who was going to give us all free houses and gas?
And yeah. I kick myself constantly for believing and voting in the one. Forget that. Not again. Ron Paul, invest, protect you. You, I want you to have a security detail. I want you in body armor, buddy. Listen, the globalists are gobblists. The vampires, you talk about them, what they're afraid of is the light of day. They're afraid of sunlight.
Well, if they're vampires, I'm Van Helsing. And let me tell you something. I have to just totally relax and not worry about anything. And I go through, go jogging through the woods by myself. I don't worry in parking lots at night. I'm not even, I could get a concealed carry and carry a gun. Only time I carry a gun is if it's low-level scum, because I won't die for them. You know, then I protect myself from low-level scum. But that's disreputable to be struck down by a bottom feeder. But you know what? I don't have any fear. I've just committed everything to it. The family, everything. It's all in God's hands, because I can't live in fear of these people. And, you know, usually who kills you is your security detail. And so we're all above board. We don't break any of their even phony unconstitutional laws. We just have our First Amendment. We stand strong in it. And we tell all their minions and servants, do you really want to keep going along with the globalists? Because they're destroying you as well. You didn't get a memo if you're some government hitman about the sodium fluoride or the vaccines. I bet you a lot of you government people have a mama or a daddy dying at a young age of a degenerative disorder or something. I bet a lot of you got kids dying. You know, you need to find out that you were already soft killed, and that you should realize that I don't have courage. I recognize we are in a terminal position, all of us, and all we can do is fight. We're in a chamber. The water's rising. We got to get out of the chamber. I'm not going to sit here and beg and be on the wall and say, please let me out. I'll join you. Be nicey to me. I'm not going to engage in any type of deals with these vampires. And I hear what you're saying. Anything else you'd like to add, Otter?
Yes, there's a couple of real quickies here. Seditious behavior against the Republic. I think we've got to push that more and more and more. I think the Super Congress, Libya, all the different things that you put up, the ipso facto nature of the world is upon us and needs to be spread further and further and further.
Exactly. I mean, if we don't scream bloody murder when a classical dictatorship is being established, what about all these people that said we never have a dictatorship of the military-industrial complex and I was a kook? It's here now. No one can deny, and here's the good part, it's only going to get worse faster. You know, now people have allowed this evil to rise, and now it's going to only get worse. Isn't that fun?
Great fun. And you know, it's against the law in this state to own a handgun. It's 5 years mandatory in prison if you get caught with one.
Yeah, but all the mafia, they've all got their little waivers. I appreciate your call. Good points. Let's talk to Rick in Connecticut. Welcome, Rick.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to tell you that, man, your show has blessed me. I've been listening for about the past 3 years, and the information is incredible. I had a family reunion this weekend down the beach here, and I had about 100 of our closest relatives come out, and I got to set some of the folks straight on Mr. Rick Perry, Mr. Obama, and I'll tell you what, I probably sent about 50 people out to your website just on that one day.
So Did you have a government authorization for 100 people to congregate? This sounds a family, a cult. You know, the government officially in their manuals now says the family is a cult. God, you are sick. You actually met with people that you're genetically related to? That sounds racist.
And I'll tell you what, Alex, one of my closest relatives is a president of a major university in the South, and I had to explain to him what a false flag was.
But you say you set them straight. I mean, were folks listening to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a whole group just sitting around, and they're going, yeah, right. I didn't know this was out there. I didn't know this kind of information was available. I said, yeah, prisonplanet.com, InfoWars. I said, check it out. 3 hours a day. If you can't catch it during the day, they run the broadcast all night.
But you know, Rich, years ago, people probably wouldn't have been as receptive. That's what I found. Most people aren't laughing. Even 2 years ago, folks would laugh if I randomly somewhere was just talking to folks, you know, on vacation in a hot tub or whatever. They'd laugh. Now they go, yes, tell me more. I mean, see how reality setting in is getting them to put their thinking caps on?
You have the people in the intelligentsia, I'm talking about the educational wing of the world, and they're seeing that their businesses be affected by the destruction of the middle class. You know, the kids aren't going to be able to get into college. They can't pay the tuitions, you know, and not that they're going to go lose their money, because they're all that tons of money set aside. But what I'm saying is, when it begins to affect them, then they start to see some of the handwriting on the wall.
Well, let me be clear. The direction they're going, they could devalue $1 million. You know, 10 years ago, a millionaire was a big deal. Now there's, you know, record numbers of millionaires because it's the equivalent of having like $200,000 in the bank, you know, 15, 20 years ago. Folks, they could go into hyperinflation so bad that $1 million won't even buy a new car. Okay? So a lot of these people that think, well, the economy's going down, but I'll be okay. Folks, I'm telling you, there are people, the way this is going, who've got $5 million in the bank who down the road aren't going to be able to live on that. That's what hyperinflation means. What do you think of that?
Unbelievable. And, Alex, I just want to let you know that, man, I pray for you every morning. Your protection, your wife, your kids. The Lord, just keep your hand on you guys and keep you safe.
Well, God bless you. You know, Mike Adams wrote an article a few days ago called Is Alex Jones for Real? And then he goes through how great I am and how he's been around our operation and, ooh, it really is real. The information's real. The facts are real. It isn't about Alex Jones. It's about you standing up. You know you're for real. Imagine how creepy it is to know I'm 100% real, to know I've always been real, to know that I really do face everything that I'm going up against, and that I know I'm in God's hands, and then to see people always questioning and making stuff up and criticizing. It doesn't hurt me that they're attacking me. It hurts me that they don't have confidence in themselves. They don't believe that somebody could actually resist tyranny. They could do everything I've done and more. That's what's so sad. We could defeat these globalists, but we have to free our minds first. Key information straight ahead. Stay with us.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
They don't want to see us tonight.
back live, ladies and gentlemen. And I will do the little supplemental 5 minutes of overdrive at PrisonPlanet.tv and the audio streams at InfoWars.com so I can get to a few more of your calls, like Mark and Leo at least, because they've been holding a long time. Sorry to the other callers, but we'll try to get to everybody. You know what? I can't really do justice to this, so I may shoot a special video report on it. I may even do a special PrisonPlanet.tv entire special report on this and just do it live so that it can be extensive. But this illustrates for me everything, the spirit of the hypocrisy, the fact that the system isn't scared about being caught anymore because they're going for broke. And the psychological warfare chiefs have basically decided to just blatantly do all this out in the open because they've got such even more horrible things planned that they've got to get us conditioned now. That's why they've announced they're stealing the death benefits of the troops. They're getting ready to cut in at least half their retirement. They are getting ready to just absolutely devalue the dollar. I mean, this is some hardcore stuff. And if you don't want your farm taken and you resist, they're going to call you a terrorist. And they don't care if the SWAT team gets killed doing it. This is what they want. They love Libya in flames. They love putting the extremists in Egypt. They love all this destabilization. And the globalists hate you as Americans probably 100 times more than they hate the Muslims. They hate anybody they don't control. And they want to fully break this country forever. They hate our police. They hate our military. They've got files on cops. They've got files on the military. They know who the good cops are. And they hate you because they're criminals. And if they can't sell you on criminality, they're going to come after you. Study history. You know, I saw this article over the weekend and couldn't believe it, but now it's in Fox, AP, Reuters, and the media goes along with it like it's a pretty good thing. First responders decry exclusion from 9/11 ceremony. And because they've been critical over the poison dust and having their health care blocked, the first responders are told you and your families are not welcome. Former President Bush, Obama, they're all going to grandstand and talk about how they're heroes and play video of the firefighters up there with Bush and the stupid bullhorn. And they just don't care. Here's another one. Heroes, terror, scrutiny. And we pushed for 8 years. I went to events, lobbied, raised the money you, the listeners, gave to try to get health care for the police, the military, the firefighters who were denied health care. They told them, there's nothing wrong with your lungs. Well, the major university says it's full of asbestos in the CAT scan. Well, just go home and die. And most of them have had serious health problems or died. In fact, I've interviewed people that are now dead, young men who are dead now. And they don't get the health care. And when they finally got it, the government said, okay, it's through Homeland Security. You got to go through a terror database before you get any health care every time. Before sick 911 recovery workers can get aid, they have to prove they're not terrorists. A little notice provision of the health compensation law. And this is going to actually expand nationwide. Now to get, quote, jobs and infrastructure, you've got to get government approval. And then here's another one. So remember, the first responders, they're terrorists, they're scum, they're not welcome at ground zero. But the Libyan rebels, LA Time, are admittedly Al-Qaeda. So Al-Qaeda is good, though.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.